The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. This program will take you behind the scenes and deepen your understanding about the patterns and perspectives of leadership today. Now, here's your host, John Schmidt.
Well, hello. Welcome, everyone, again to this week's edition of Zoomed Leadership. Of course, I am your host, John Schmidt, and again today, as most weeks, I will be taking you out to the big picture, into the up close and personal, and toward a world of desirable futures, those that are rich, as I always love to say, with the essence of constant renewal. Well, folks, it's great to be back with you today after an intense bout of food poisoning, which kept me away for a week unexpectedly. I don't know if it was related to the cantaloupe problem here in the U.S. and listeria infections. I actually think not. But it was a rocky road for a few days, and it is oh so nice to be feeling good and to be feeling whole once again. But as a result, we will be live today and next week. We will be continuing our reflections on the big picture, on the balcony view that I suggested in our last show. And recall then that I offered up the images of István Bányai and his book Zoom, Z-O-O-M, where he and we were continuing an evolution of images to an even wider view and even bigger context. A continual step up on the balcony of life to ascertain increasingly rich views of what in the world is really going on. And today I want to continue in this wider and in this bigger context. And I want to zoom out even further again, get even more inclusive about the reality we are living and the future we are living into. But let me start first with an image. One that has been fresh on my mind all week. It has been fresh in my mind after spending several days actually with a wonderful group of people in considering while we were in retreat, considering this world we are living into. I spent part of last week in Berkeley Springs, West Virginia, that is here in the U.S. for those abroad. We were gathered in meetings for 3 days with a mix of people that included futurist John Peterson, a past guest here on Zoomed multiple times, Kevin Blackwell, also a participant, and a delightful mix, a delightful group of others with a wonderful blend and coming from various walks of life across business and government and military and healthcare and wellness, health and human services, economic systems design, consultants, and systems thinking amidst our group. And we included, of course, the youth of the world and really much more. But we contemplated, folks, from the balcony on this extraordinary time we are living. And this particular image came to me. This image that's been sticking with me all week, this image that I think is perhaps a great one to serve as a backdrop, as a through line, and potentially as a metaphor for our show today. And remember, years ago, well, maybe many years ago, actually, if we think about it, remember the old Bose television commercial about stereo equipment? And remember the scene of an audiophile sitting in front of a stereo, sitting in the living room, a young, sort of a hip, a with-it-looking fellow, kind of a very savvy-looking bloke dressed in jeans, casual clothing. As I recall, I think he had a leather jacket, if I get that right. But he's sitting in a sort of a cushy lounge chair in the center of the room by itself. Nothing else. The chair, the stereo, the walls. He's just there. And this guy, if you remember correctly, is being blown away by the stream of sound pouring over him and through him from the sound system. And remember, if you will, what he looked like, with his hair and his clothes blown straight back, his scarf actually perfectly horizontal, if I remember it right, like sitting in front of, sitting kind of amidst this outgoing airflow of an airplane engine as the sound and the wind just pervades like a big burst. It goes through everything, pushes through everything, everything that's in its path. And that image, folks, that image of the music pouring through and around this fellow, without any deterrents or blockages, just flowing and filling and just bathing everything, is just the right picture for us as we start today. Just the right image if we combine it with an imagined sense of the pulse beat included in the music, the harmonizing of the notes, a distinct rhythm, the rise and the fall of waves of notes and tones, all rich in relationship, all rich in sort of this continuity and this fullness, rich in a distinct form and resonance, and perhaps most of all, this coming together and kind of an integration. Speakers pulsating, music filling the entire room, and a human being smack dab in the middle of it all. That's where I want to start today, and that is the image I want to unpack and play out over the course of the show to give you a further picture from higher up on the balcony, a further view of the great wonder actually coming to the planet and our human condition, and to the disturbances, the shocks, the possible dark night or nights that may be included in our coming evolutionary pathway. Today, folks, I want to build on last week's show where I pointed to one of the big cycles of change that we're in, to the fourth turning, as Strauss and Howe called it, as you recall if you were listening last week. But I want to go even further out with this view, further out to understand more about why the Bose scene is rich for us in metaphor. And today I'm going to do that. I'm going to fly solo again. But as always, I'm going to be backdropped by a rich array of contributions to this view today from Peterson and Blackwell, certainly many other underlying sources from the conventional, the scientific likes of NASA and much more, to the unconventional, to sources we've mentioned here on the show before, the Cryons, the Hathors, the Melchizedeks, and others, and will include reference to Stratfor Global Intelligence, to Andrew Harvey and his contemplations on passion and evolution. And as always, I will be including an array of other current thinkers and distillers that are making sense of the big patterns at play, what's emerging in the world. And as always, for me, you're going to get my unique synthesis of this all. But today, most specifically, I want to take an integral look at our coming world. I want to take, as we often do, this all-quadrant kind of reflection on the Bose-like movement in play. And, of course, the integral all-quadrant thing, you know, if we talk about it, in one sense means something very simply. Part of it is we're just going to look at this exterior, tangible nature of life and its evolution and impact on the planet. And we're also going to reflect upon, as we do on Zoom, the interior, intangible dimensions of life, both of which manifest within us individually and then collectively. So, folks, without ado, let me get started today with a step beyond even the cycles of turning and the fourth turning that we talked about last time. Recall now, remember, that while early on we have always been talking about the end of the great debt supercycle, we've done shows on that, and we've talked several times about the financial crisis leading into it and where we are now. But remember last time that we couched these crises within the fourth turning, and we did it an even more broad orientation to crises general that we are in, and in the words of the fourth turning, that we are in a very decisive era, and have been for 10 years, a very decisive era of great secular upheaval, where the values regime propels the replacement of the old way, the old system, and the old civic order with a new one. Let me say that again. We're in a great cycle of change where the world and the way of living as we have known it is being replaced by a new one. And that was our snapshot last week. But let's zoom out. Let's do it even more. Let's even get a bit higher up on the balcony beyond the fourth turning cycle itself and contextualize it even further. Not only, folks, are we at the end of a secular cycle of society, we are also at the end of five or six other big cycles. Big Earth, big universe, big cosmic cycles that are all concluding at this time or very soon. Now, I tell you, I can't do justice to all these cycles. That's not my bailiwick. There's all kinds of in nuance to this. But it seems to me that they reflect, through the mixture of those that I've looked at, the Hindu cycles and the representations, the movements within across the galaxies, and actually even the nature of the center of the galaxy and a mother star at the center of the universe that sort of breathes in and out and brings a cycle to the planet and to the Earth and to the universe, very much that's kind of like that breath in, breath out, breath. But from what I can gather through review of all kinds of sources coming into this show and even beyond that, there is a 500-year cycle, a 2,000-year cycle, a 26,000-year cycle, and a 500,000-year cycle all concluding at this time, all ending at approximately this time. So the universe, it seems, has a beat. It has a pulse beat, just like the music, just like the bows was playing, and they're all layered. And these several cycles at hand all come together in a way that has seemingly not happened, not come together in the universe before quite like this, not quite like this combination that is coming to bear and coming together right now. Now, all these cycles are perhaps a bit higher up than I actually want to go on the balcony today. Perhaps more on that with a guest in the future and somebody who can speak even more to it directly. But what I'd like to point to today is actually to two physical flows, or perhaps cycles within cycles, that are being talked about in the sciences, that are being talked about regarding what the physical, the tangible, the nature of the influences that are really sort of hands-on and practical, what's happening on the planet within this large cycles realm. Two of them have to do with the sun, the nature of radiation and energy, and the second of them actually has to do with magnetics on the planet, very tangible, grounded things. And of course, the magnetics really does have a cycle in and of itself. That's a conversation for separately as well. But I'm just speaking verbally today about these physical influences. I'm going to put words to them. You can see more from others. I'll point to that when we get back. But let me summarize. Let me give you a sense of the physical external flow of energy at a play. It appears that the Earth right now is passing into a different place in space, passing into the part of the galaxy that contains a powerful force field of light and radioactivity, where just like the Bose sound blast, the Earth, the Sun, the solar system is all being irradiated with a great wave of subatomic particles, a great wave of light particles with a new vibratory energy, a new higher frequency, a new higher vibration than ever before. And that's our start on the conversation today on Zoomed. I'll unpack that. I'll talk about what that means. I'll talk about the implications, but I hear the music in my ears. Take a break. Come back. We're just getting started today, folks. It's Zoomed again. Thanks.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. The Zoomed Leadership Conversation today, as well as shows both past and upcoming, are intended to illuminate perspectives on the great transition in motion, the extraordinary era of change that is affecting all of our personal lives, our organizations, our communities, and our governing institutions. Big shifts are happening, and more are coming. Some can be foreseen, but many are outside current paradigms of thought. All, however, ultimately will be shaped by new and expanding forms of leadership, capable of holding the widest possible views and the deepest forms of interconnection. Join Zoomed host John Schmidt weekly as he rides the rising wave of intelligence, moving us all toward a world of immense potential, dynamism, and economic, social, and environmental renewal. Zoomed is sponsored in part by Avastone Consulting, a source point for development of leadership and organizational resilience and sustainability for the last 25 years. Find John and his colleagues at Avastone via avastoneconsulting.com.
It's all Arizona, all over the world. If you're a local Arizona high school sports fan, or if you're a transplanted fan somewhere else in the world, have we got a show for you. The first internet sports radio talk show focusing solely on high school sports is The Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely. Tune in to talk about your favorite teams, players, or coaches. It's 100% Arizona high school sports coverage and a little bit more. Tune in Mondays at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern, to the Voice America Sports Channel.
There's a course offered on Seventh Wave Network that you never saw offered in college. One that provides information on how to transform ancient wisdom teachings into everyday life. You'll learn how to create from your spirit and explore the world with all of your senses. Participation is encouraged. Enroll in Spirituality 101, the course you can't afford to miss, with your host, Reverend Norma. Classes in session every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time, in your favorite classroom, Seventh Wave Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. For more information about John and our program, visit avastoneconsulting.com. That's A-V-A-S-T-O-N-E consulting.com. Now, back to Zoomed Leadership.
Okay, back on Zoom this October Monday. Wonderful to be back. The show and our focus is the coming Bose experience. That's a metaphor I'm using today. And by the way, as I'm starting to talk about this and about the words I'm putting to it in terms of some of this, the views of this vibratory energy and the magnetics that I'll be talking about and so forth, since you don't have visuals here, let me point you to some really good examples if you're really wanting something to support this. A slide, a review. John Peterson's done a wonderful job. He's got a 2-CD slide set that really provides a basis from this. We'll walk you through it in even more detail. Find John at arlingtoninstitute.org, and also he refers specifically to this in his future edition newsletter that you can find there. It is worth it for sure. But let me get back on track here, because I think what we're talking about in this tangible realm, this actual force field, this Bose-like sort of just flow that's coming, begins our conversation with a larger context of this new vibratory energy, this new higher frequency, higher vibration that's never been seen before, that's bathing everything, and on Earth for sure, just like the Bose view. And the scale of the onslaught is nearly impossible to exaggerate. You know, in the words of one article that I saw, and here's the kind of the quote that I'll pull to from that, the flood of the gamma rays and the X-rays that have washed over the Earth and that have been detected by several satellites designed to observe the high-energy skies bring clear evidence to this. RISI, R-H-I-E-S-S-I, which is one of the satellites that observes the sun, has seen the blast clearly. Integral, which is another satellite which looks for gamma rays from monster black holes, has seen this blast. The newly launched satellite SWIFT, which is built to detect gamma ray bursts from across the universe, not only has seen this blast, but its detectors have been saturated by the assault of energy, unquote. In essence, folks, we are being blasted with a new, enlarged, higher frequency field of energy. In many respects, a cosmic energy that drives everything and affects everything, including our sun and including the impact that the sun has on our entire solar system. And recall some months ago in a show that at that point I was titling, Did You Know? And one of the elements I pulled in that, I talked about the nature of the Earth's sunspot cycle. It's an 11-year cycle. This is a cycle within cycles. And I talked about how we are nearing the peak of it now and how it's actually several magnitudes greater in force than ever before. It's evidence and pointing to what we're really suggesting with this overall field. This new cosmic energy, which is really what I'm referring to, what I'm talking about here, affects everything. It affects the sun. It affects the sunspots. And it really affects those fiery things that come off the nature of the sun itself, the coronal mass ejections, as they're called, the CMEs, solar flares, if you will, that affect every human alive, and which are, in the words of the studies I've seen, are stronger and more dynamic than ever before. These CMEs, folks, they impact the Earth, and in an interaction with the Earth's magnetic field, they change or distort the magnetosphere at large. And this magnetosphere, you know, this is not my realm. I'm not a scientist, but it seems to be a protective array that provides this context and sort of protecting the Earth from this direct onslaught. But it gets through, but it protects, provides some shield. And when the magnetosphere gets distorted or rocked, it changes then the jet stream, which drives our weather. So there's a correlation going on here between the sun and the CMEs and our weather. And if you want to get a sense of big weather events, you go monitor the CME activity, you go monitor the solar activity. You can do that. Mitch Batros at earthchangesmedia.com will give you a site and will do just that. And you can take a look at it there. It's tangible. It's direct. But the CMEs also have subsurface impact. They impact the various subsurface levels and the flex zones in the crust of the Earth and then deeper within it. So what are the implications then? What are the implications of this cosmic energy, first on the sun, on CMEs, and then the weather? Well, to be precise, to give you an example, the CMEs, or a CME, preceded the Japan quake and the tsunami that we just had this year. The correlations are clear, correlations are substantive, and they continue over time, and we're going to see more of them. Peterson refers to a simple equation and sort of a relationship pattern, and I like it. I think it's useful. Talks about this cosmic flow of new light energy. It comes in, it impacts, it influences the sun spots, of which then influence and impact the CMEs, which influence and impact the magnetosphere, which impact and influence weather changes, big changes on Earth, big changes across the planet on the physical, tangible dimensions of our reality. So not only are we getting bombarded by a new cosmic energy and a new light field, we're being blasted by the impact of these CMEs, which, by the way, if you recall that show I did about did you know and do you know this, recall that there was some science out of the Russians back in last century, picked up by the Midwestern universities here in the U.S., that talked about the peak of these sunspot cycles, which we are in now and just cresting, and the relationship between that and reactive social violence on the planet. In other words, what actually happens with these CMEs, what's happening with this, it really stirs things up. One impact of it is the reactive tendencies of the nature of our ego, our psychology, and the way that we play out our needs in the world. And it comes in the form of social violence. It comes in the form of what we've seen in the correlations between these CMEs with the solar flares, and we see them directly related to the times of war, to the times of 9/11, and many more now we're seeing with the Arab Spring. Are you getting, folks, a sense of this Bose experience? First, with the flow of energy, it's like an external blast coming at us, like the sound and the force of the engine, the plane engine, the flow of this Bose sense. And then there's another physical shift going on while you're actually sensing this one. Let me give you another one. It's about the magnetics. It's the cycle of the magnetic poles and the way there are cycles of these poles reversing and shifting and the periodic reversal itself that seems to be occurring just where we are now. Seems to be in process. And it seems that we're in the process of this. When we're in the process of the north becomes south, south becomes north, and what comes of that? Great disruption on the planet, great disturbance to the normality of things and potentially to the impact on the human in many ways, including potentially memory, but I'll get to that in a moment. But actually, great disruption comes with all of this in the forms of the tangible realms. Many have written and talked about this infrastructure, the web, communications, the magnetics can impact this, the nature of the sun can impact them, and the weather events and the great earth shifts all come together to form big shocks. And remember, folks, this has been our conversation over the course of 2 years on Zoomed. And recall that repeatedly we've talked about breakdowns, breakthroughs, surprises, all coming together in this soup pot dynamic and shocks ensuing. So here's another sense, another backdrop, another driver to that. But the question is there another side to this bombardment? Not just this impact and what it does to stir us up and create sort of this reactiveness, but is there something else? Does it bring with it great disruption in another way? Does it bring impact on the human condition, on the body, on the interior space? And it's a good question. And from what I can see, it does impact it, first physically, and then more in the flow of the interior life. Physically, the flow of the cosmic energy, and from what I can see, it seems to affect a transformational kind of quality to all physical matter. That's where it starts. And then with that, you can only assume that with the nature of change in matter, it does that in the human. And the human body, if you really start to get to some other less conventional sources to this, are pointing to the fact that the nature of this transformation of this cosmic energy is beginning to impact our DNA. It's expanding the qualities, the capacities, the nature of the DNA to really flourish who we are as humans, and actually doing so in a way that's also expanding the spinal column and its capacity for the movement and energy. In essence, what it's doing, it's expanding the reach and the inner capacities for experiencing life itself. And what else? Well, the expanded physical capacities also then contribute to perhaps the most significant piece of news about all this for us as humans, and that's the potential for radical leaps and transformations of consciousness. Expansion up the hierarchy from our normal sort of dual ego-centered experience toward a more full, non-dual recognition, non-dual awareness, non-dual realization, and potentially even more. In other words, at the heart of this energetic shift, at the heart of this expansion and the cosmic flow of this very irradiated light, is the potential for a mass floating of all boats. A rising tide, folks, an immense and a radical support to the realization and the development of who we are, and support to what we might actually call runaway realization. And that's where one's own consciousness begins to manifest in incredible leaps in the inherent possibility of the human experience itself. And I would say, wow. Now, there's a mind-blowing thought, transformation of consciousness for the individual, and then its implication for the collective. The possibility with this cosmic movement of a shift from a competitive dog-eat-dog world of polarity, including elitism and underprivileged at the other end of the continuum, all morphing, folks, into a new era of grace and potential, a recognition of the power and the beauty of the human soul, combining with others to reflect the emergence of what I often like to call the collective pearl of humanity, where the great experiences of difficulty and grit and challenge open to the essential beauty and the manifestation of truth. So, wow. Let me pause here. What are we talking about here? Getting higher up on the balcony, including further up beyond the fourth turning, in my mind, is the reflection of a large, punctuated shift for humankind itself. Its movement toward an age of realization and actualization that is not only unprecedented, it's almost inconceivable, but that's the view from the higher steps on the balcony. That is the distilling point of possibility that I see in synthesizing perspectives across an array of conventional and unconventional sources. And that, folks, is where I'd like to pick up when we come back. I can hear the music building in my ears. I can hear we just have a short break coming, but that's the piece I'd like to lay out, and I'd like to build on it from here. Take a break, folks. Come back on Zoom in just a moment. The discussion continues, the realization of this Bose experience. Thanks. Come right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Zoomed Leadership is sponsored in part by Cosmos Journal, the journal for world citizens creating the new civilization. More than just a publication, Cosmos is committed to informing, inspiring, and engaging the world in the transition to an emerging, sustainable, just, and compassionate global culture and civilization that works for all. For over 10 years, Cosmos has been a leading voice that tracks the deep systemic transformations already occurring at the margins of society as our institutions prove unable to serve the needs of the times. Published twice a year in print and digital, Cosmos includes leading-edge articles from social change leaders on the global commons, people power, global governance, new economics, collective intelligence, and cultivating the self. The impact of these paradigm-changing ideas is enhanced through stunning visuals and photographic stories that motivate to action. Start exploring Cosmos Journal and continue opening your perspectives about leadership and the emerging great transition at cosmosjournal.org. Join the Cosmos Leaders of Change and make a difference today. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're listening to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. For more information about John and our program, visit avastoneconsulting.com. That's A-V-A-S-T-O-N-E consulting.com. Now, back to Zoomed Leadership.
Okay, back on Zoom today, the coming Bose experience. We're higher up on the balcony than we have been in our previous shows. And by the way, just as a reminder as we get started, if we look back at history, if we look back at the major punctuations, the great leaps of mankind, the big shifts, the big major steps that have been taking one period to the next, never, folks, have we been able to really predict or foresee what's coming. Never have we really been able to see in advance. And underpin the nature of what this is all about for us as individuals and as a human race. But most of all for me, and I think this was the real Bose moment for me last week, because as I really got into our conversation, as I simmered into it, as I, a couple of days into it, really sort of got into the nature of this conversation about the energy flows, about the disruptions that we might be anticipating, about the transformations of consciousness that really could be at hand that are the very core of this. The nature of the Bose flow, the music, the nature of presence started, this flow of consciousness, this presence as I like to call it, started to pour through me like the Bose commercial, and it became even more precisely clear and illuminated to me about just this. And that is that the transformation and what we're talking about here is about the recognition of who and what we are. That for all time it will become widely clear that we are more than just the physical matter and the cells of our bodies and the science that really points to that. That in essence, we are this very consciousness. We are this very flow of dynamic, effulging life. And we are within this flow of presence individually and collectively undergoing a transformation and evolution into a new human, a conscious, loving, whole human, serving as the groundbed for the creation of a new world. I've got to tell you, author, scholar, mystic Andrew Harvey, and the impetus behind a body of work that he calls sacred activism, I think describes it and describes very nicely what is coming in this transformation. And he describes it in a very unique way as the coming together. And he describes it in an interesting way as a summary reflection of the mystical wisdom traditions. And he describes it in a way that I can't. It's not my thing to do. It's just not kind of my flow, but he describes it in a very interesting way. He's describing this as the Father transcendent coming together with the immanent Godhead Mother, where in essence in this transformation we're going to be recovering from the tragic disassociation of the Mother force on earth, birthing into a regained wholeness and co-creation of a new world. There's an important dialogue here, and Andrew did a really interesting conversation July 17th. It was broadcast on beyondawakening.com. I think it's worthwhile to look at it. Scroll down, find the July 17th date. I think it may rattle your cage a bit, maybe more than just a bit. I think it did for some of those listening. But I think there's some wisdom in it. There's some actually inherent beauty in it, and there's something to pay attention to there. Because he eloquently describes the transformation at play, and he also points to the rather shocking, I think, that many people found there, the shocking dark night experience for humanity that he suggests will be part of the overall process of this transformation. Which is why, of course, I want to point to some of the practical physical limitations and the physical dimensions and the implications of what's going on in the tangible world, while pointing to simultaneously this golden age of growth and potential that the flow of our presence seems to be revealing. It's both, and it's a both and. So let me summarize. Let me get back up on the balcony here for a minute. At this level of the balcony, we're beginning to see what I think can be an overarching context that's infusing our world and providing further ground for potential action in the world and fundamentally a groundbed for our leadership that might come with it. We are living into a context of immense transformation in the world and within ourselves. We're living into a world that might include all three scenarios that I have been pointing to and we have been talking about before. Kicking the can down the road, the hard times that we're in and can continue. We're going to talk about as well and probably experience the fragmented world of some form of breakdown and collapse, or as Andrew describes it, a dark night unlike we have seen. And we're likely to see then at the other side of this, as I was describing at the other end of the fourth turning, an expansionary realm of new epical upshift and breakthrough possibilities and potential and a realization for humankind. And in my view, we're likely to get there by experiencing all three scenarios in some proportion. From kicking the can to the shocks and breakdowns to ultimate change and transformation, All of them are likely to be on our horizon, not just necessarily one, but at some point all of them. And across, folks, conventional and the unconventional sources that I've explored, here is what we might anticipate. Here is what we might monitor and pay attention to. Here is what we might at least to keep in the back of our minds to respond within, because this is a view and perhaps maybe my summary view of the day from the balcony. So first, on the physical Earth level, with what we're talking about, with this Bose-like energetic blast that we are living into, we are likely to be seeing and experiencing more and more of these big events, big Earth shocks, big Earth events like the earthquakes, like the tsunamis, like rising water and storms and floods, all the kinds of events that we have been seeing of late, the tornadoes in the south here in the U.S., the hurricanes and the flood of them coming out of the Caribbean, but staying east of the United States this year. We watch them on TV, we see them, but we might expect them with greater frequency and greater intensity. Why? Because of the energetic flows, because of the sun, because of the flares, because of the impact on all forms of material existence, and because of the Bose-like flow that's coming through us and coming through the Earth. So that's one. Second, the human systems level. Our current systems seem to be built on the old paradigm, a partial, distorted, disassociated view of reality, economics that doesn't value or connect to Mother Earth, and systems that reflect most of all this dualistic, ego-centered orientation to life and living. And these systems aren't being supported by the flow and movement within this coming transformation. So support for the status quo, even though every effort that we're seeing in society is being made to prop them up, support at a larger balcony level appears to be evaporating, and their breakdown, whether slow and evolving or rapid and collapsing, is very much evident. Our system, folks, just like the moniker of our show talks about, are not sustainable. They're not effectively integrated. They're not supportive of designs that attend to the integration across needs of the I, the we, and the all of us. They just don't serve the further evolution of humanity. We can include them, but we need and will transcend them. And third, and this is the individual experience level, we might likely be activating or soon be beginning to feel and sense, we're probably already doing that, varying degrees of fear, varying degrees of loss of the usual and unknown, the usual ways of being and doing in the world, and the typical handholds that we become used to grabbing onto, they are becoming less firm. And some unconventional sources say that with this, the magnetics and the magnetic reversal in the planet to play could not only impact the satellites, networks, and power plants, but generally it can impact our memory, perhaps wiping it clear, at least in some portions, like a magnet near a hard drive. Some say our memories aren't intercellular in our brains, but rather held and impacted by the overall Earth magnetics. I don't know. That may or may not be true, but there are a million people plus folks on the planet worldwide practicing a Merkaba, M-E-R-K-A-B-A, a meditation to provide a layer of protection and resilience to the soul when facing these kinds of magnetics, these kinds of energy dynamics, and there's more. And I hear the music. It's really suggesting, beckoning us to our last segment. Let's take a short break. Come back. We'll close on Zoom today. There's more to the story. Come back in a moment. Thanks.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. The experts are here. Voice America Business Network.
tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time for The Growth Strategist with Aldana Ambler. On the show, Aldana and some of today's top business professionals will discuss some of today's most pressing business issues that hold you, the business owner, back. Aldana will also give you 21 ways to grow with her list of growth strategies. Grow smart, grow profit, and grow your business with Aldana Ambler and The Growth Strategist every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
Think of the world 50 years ago. Now think of this same world and how it'll be 50 years from now. Did you know that if the world's population continues to grow at its current rate, our children and grandchildren will only have 25% of the resources per capita that our parents and grandparents had? We must preserve the foundation of a quality standard of living. That foundation starts with Go Green Radio. Join your host, Jill Buck, for Go Green Radio every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America.
How can we Americans realize our dreams to earn a living? How can you pursue your dream and make money as an owner or an employee? Learn how at The American Business Person, the online weekly radio talk show hosted by Rich Killian. Today's business leaders share how to succeed and what fails. If you own a new or established business or ever hope to, you must tune in. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Central, and noon Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel, or listen on demand to our archived shows.
Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business.
You're listening to Zoomed Leadership with your host, John Schmidt. For more information about John and our program, visit avastoneconsulting.com. That's A-V-A-S-T-O-N-E consulting.com. Now, back to Zoomed Leadership.
Okay, back today. Last segment, bows in the sense, the metaphor of this flow of music and energy coming through us. That's where we really been talking about, and where I left you was really pointing to the individual nature of who we are and the flow of what's coming, and really pointing to you, and I won't really go much more into it, but the reason that I had Ted Usatinsky on our show, and we did two shows on instinctual intelligence. It's so important to recognize and understand these inner responses that are going to be happening to us as we sense into this very dynamic future, this very different, radically different, a void of sorts, a still point of not knowing it at times, and how the nature of the fears and the repetitive commands of our commanding self tend to hold on to the old. But the old in and of itself is being transcended, and that's part of our understanding, that's part of our work. But as I said last week, and where I'll leave it today as well, is this is all really good news. The cycle, folks, of growth following the fourth turning and this larger transformation that we're talking about, this transformation of consciousness, is huge. But the large shift involved here may be disorienting, and it may feel just like the Bose commercial, like we're being simply blown away. But so what do we do? I guess that's the question. What should we really do, and what might I point us to as we begin to wrap up this show today? And I think there's a conventional and a less conventional, but there's the through line of our own experience on Zoom that we've talked about. You know, I've mentioned many times that in some sense, kind of almost in a conventional perspective, and we can go get lost in this, but we can also at the same time recognize that we are preparing for a storm like a hurricane, like perhaps we've never seen before, a dark night, as Andrew is describing, that so works on the fabric of our soul in this attuned way that it gets to the nuance, the depth of the ego drivers, so that it dissipates them in a way. And with that comes all kinds of stresses. The physicality of life, folks, we need to prepare. We need to simplify. We need to be ready to be adaptive and resilient. And that's all I'll say in terms of that preparation. But most importantly, I think, is the second piece, which is about, for me, this Bose realization. It is the really big news. It is the big recognition for me. It's come through me, I must say, last week, like no music has ever come through. The flow of it all, the flow of this consciousness that either gently or rather blast-like comes through. And for me, it was like a blast. Is about who we are and what we are, and it is this presence that ultimately serves as the unwavering ground, our constant guide, and our illuminating teacher for our individual and collective flow into becoming a new human and living into this new world. I gotta say, I think the preparation most of all then centers on our connection and our contact with our real embodiment of this flow. It's engaging in the practices, the meditations, the rich array of practice that we might actually be pointing to so that we ourselves begin to recognize, connect to this, and allow the truth to unfold in a rich, limitless harmonic. And as I always say, don't just believe me on this. Go start to find out yourself. Find out the nature of the flow and what resonates deep in the belly, deep in your own cough about what is true today and what do I need to do. But last, and maybe this is the big suggestion for the day and the one that builds on the second piece, is from the totality of this realm that I'm hoping I can to describe and the nature of this contactfulness is that I suggest, just as Andrew had suggested, that we begin to devote ourselves to something that has rich and full meaning, that really supports this transition. Real meaning, real depth, real personally attuned to what you sense, what you look at, what you listen to, that inward voice of your own that describes how best you might be involved in this great transition. This, folks, the transition to a new world and a new human. That's the only source that you have of really knowing what is right and how to meaningfully consider. How do you engage your action, your leadership? It needs to be built on just this sense of beingness, just where you are in the moment of presence in the now and with what meaning that flows forward in you can then become manifest. Andrew Harvey talks about this as a sacred activation. I think in leadership that might really be the case. And that, folks, is where I want to leave you with the big view of the day. Because as we move into this last piece, and let me just point down a couple of steps down as we do lead that down, if I could just leave you with this image of both the possibility and the nature of the storm coming, I think that is the sense of the Bose flow that's here with us today, both and the possibility, the illumination is immense. But one thing, we've only got a minute or two here left. And I always like to blend this practical world of where we are, sort of this hybrid view of one foot and recognizing the old system and where we're moving. And I wanted to bring one point of clarity. Because a couple of weeks ago we were talking about or we have evolved in our conversation about the realities we're living, that we are emerging here into a bear market at a minimum, a high probability of one of that, a big contraction at hand. That's all part of this. But I want to really temper that view. Because over the weekend, as we anticipate, monitor, and adjust, two big things started to surface to me. As Europe has been on the table for attention, over the weekend, it became clear to me that big money in the commercial side of things in the world is moving into shorting the U.S. dollar, an unusually big position that suggests a dollar reversal is imminent. It's beginning to suggest to me, folks, that Europe's problems may, in the short term, likely be solved by increasing unity and perhaps the generous application of quantitative easing, which would kick the can down the road a bit further. I combine that with looking at the Federal Reserve and the adjusted monetary base. I looked at it through the objective waves analysis that we have talked about brought forward, and what I saw And the possibility that I saw here is if you study this, you look at the monetary supply, you look at the base, you look at the implication of where this flow has been and where it may be going, beginning to suggest to me, folks, we're about to see quantitative easing 3, quantitative easing 4, all between now and 2013. And what, in sum total, that suggests is the possibility, running against the grain of many of the conversations out there about this quarter and October potentially in particular, 2012 as a backdrop of this, that the world is going to fall apart, that in fact we may really have a system that's about to kick the can down the road, and we may be living into this over time more fully than we thought. Put that into your hopper. Think about it. Recognize it. It's part of the anticipate, monitor, adjust. It is a possibility. There is movement, but we are in that dynamic time. We are in that point of time where the Bose music is flowing, the transformation of consciousness is emerging, the new world, the new human. It all feels right to me, but how we get there, it's quite an exploration. It's quite a journey. It is quite a time to be alive. Let's continue the conversation, folks. As Andrew likes to say, let's get real, let's get focused, let's get going. And those are the closing words of Andrew Harvey. I like them myself today. Have a great week, folks. Enjoy. Let's continue this conversation in this most amazing time. Out here on Zoom, have a great week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you again for listening to Zoomed Leadership with host John Schmidt. Please be sure to join us again next Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. And have a terrific week.